Hello, this is Michael Palermo with Microsoft. On this episode of Dev Radio, we're going to continue a discussion about Game Maker by Yo-Yo Games. And right now we have with us Russell Kay with Yo-Yo Games. And Russell, I'd like to know, first, what's your role with Yo-Yo Games? And then I want to know where you live.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for having me on. It's my role at Yo-Yo Games. Officially, I'm known as Chief Technology Officer, which means I get to look at all the cool stuff and come up with how we're going to go about doing things. So it's just how we architect our products and the sorts of things that we're going to go and do. So I get to do that here in sunny Scotland, a place called Dundee, which is just about 30 miles north of Edinburgh. So. Great if you want to go golfing. We've got St. Andrews and Carnoustie very close.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that across the vast seas and time zone differences that you joined with us today on this. And the theme for this particular episode is it's actually the battle. It's code versus drag and drop because your product features both. So that's going to be kind of my first question for you as the chief technical brain over there at Yo-Yo Games. That's the two major ways that you could develop games. I've seen them. I've used them both, coding aspect or using nice visual drag and drop. I wanted to know what you have seen used more.
Well, what we tend to find is that those who are starting with Game Maker, they really get attracted in with the idea of that they're not having to do some code. So what we see is that a lot of people starting off with drag and drop, and through their learning, they're constructing their games, they're using drag and drop. As they get a little bit more comfortable with the product and they're a bit more confident as they come along, they realize that there's some things that you can't really express, you can't really do with drag and drop. And so we tend to find as they're more comfortable and have worked with the product more, that they move more and more towards using Game Maker language, GML. So it really comes down to personal preference at the end of the day. We see it a lot more with people who have just starting with Game Maker to use drag and drop, and as they mature, they kind of move across to it's kind of GML. But then we see some people who just prefer drag and drop. No, they just fundamentally, it clicks with the way that they work, so they're much more comfortable with it and just stick with it all the time. So it really depends on what stage people are at. It's kind of learning how to make games and what they feel more comfortable with. So we see it's maybe about 60-40, 40% drag and drop, 60% code. But it really all depends on the person.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So I need to let you know that personally, that was a big draw for me, seeing the power of the drag and drop. I think it's an amazing feature. In fact, I taught unexpectedly, and it's a story in its own, but I ended up teaching a whole group of high school students unexpectedly one day how to use your product. We ended up having some machines for them to use, and I would say within 1 hour, there were a few high school students that had some pretty decent games going because they could figure out and navigate that drag and drop really easy. So hats off for creating such a wonderful visual. But that... You said something, and now it's making me wonder, because I love it. But then there's this perception that, well, if I choose the easy way to go, perhaps even if I completed my entire game using drag and drop, did that impact my game in a negative way? Like, is that going to hurt my performance?
Well, the easy answer to that is no. On Game Maker Studio, specifically in Studio, we engineered it so that actually for drag and drop, we actually turn that into GML code as part of the build process. So actually, even though you're writing in drag and drop, you're actually writing in GML code. So there is no performance difference between the two of them. There are perhaps some slightly easier ways of expressing some things in GML code, but there is no performance penalty associated with Indie now. There used to be in previous versions of Game Maker, so that's not true in Game Maker 8.1 or 8.0 or any of the earlier ones. But for Studio, which is, we completely changed how drag and drop is actually handled.
Well, that's good news. I think that's good for everyone to hear because, you know, those misconceptions can cause some that even if they prefer to use drag and drop, they might think, well, I have to do this code way because, you know, that's the only way it's going to perform correctly. So thank you for sharing that insight. But now that you've mentioned this strange and confusing language called GML, you know, I was in your product and I was doing the tutorials when I first got started, and I thought, I don't know when I'm going to run into that scary GML language, but in the meantime, I'm sure glad that they provided this thing that looks a lot like JavaScript. But the moment I see that GML, it's going to scare me. So then I realized that's kind of where I was already. So is it JavaScript? What's the deal?
It's not JavaScript. It was actually written a long time ago, and really before JavaScript became popular. So it's been around for quite some time. GameMaker itself has been around since 1999, so it has a long history. And it's very similar to JavaScript. It inherits a lot of similar ideas, but it's not exactly JavaScript. In fact, we have built our own compiler which takes GML in and creates JavaScript out, which is the basis of our HTML5 product, which allows you to do the same game for native platforms, and then it's going to put them onto the web or onto it's got Windows RT JavaScript and its conversion, so that you can actually create, it doesn't really matter where you're actually going. In fact, we're going to be extending that in the very near future, and we're actually doing a native compiler now, so that you will actually see a times 100 speed up on CPU code for things like AI, things like that. Our compiler doesn't speed up the GPU, but it will speed up the CPU side of things. So we're seeing a huge increase, and we're incredibly excited about the possibilities of what you can do, because we just raised the bar completely in terms of the types of games that you can actually go and make now with GameMaker. So we should be seeing that appearing through the summer. And it's along with the advances we're seeing on the shader side of things, we're very excited about what we're actually doing on the compiler side. Now, our friends in Drag and Drop Land, of course, they are not left out in the cold here, because all that code is turned into GML, which in turn is then compiled natively. So you will see that speed increase across the board. This isn't something just for the few professionals. This will be for everybody across the board.
That's fantastic. So, in fact, that makes complete sense. So what you're saying is the visual things that the drag and drop people do ultimately translate to GML anyway, and thus everyone's going to benefit from all the new features that you're going to be releasing sometime soon.
Yes, exactly. So we're very keen on expanding drag and drop and things like that in the future. So we see it as being one of the prime features of GameMaker. It's not something which is going to be left behind by our move towards a more professional approach. It means it's something that we're very keen on. It's kind of keeping as a primary aspect of our product. We see it as being something that's a good differentiator, that allowing non-programmers to really start to get to grips with how to make games, and allowing them to express themselves in the kind of games that they can actually make.
Well, I can vouch for that too, that you can be hardly even technical in nature and still use your product and still create a game and feel pretty cool about what you can create right off the bat. So again, hats off for an awesome product that I personally have enjoyed using from among all the other gaming frameworks that are out there. And I guess that kind of leads to what I noticed happening with myself as I started to dive into it more, kind of like what you said at the beginning. Might start a little more drag and drop, then it might get some more code. But I think it's important for everyone out there to know that you don't have to make some kind of hard choice which one you're going to do up front. You can mix and match these methods within the same game. And so, first of all, do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the features that we see of GameMaker, that you don't have to make a choice at the very start. Should I choose code, or should I do it this way? Or, you know, which language is actually best for me doing this game? As you're developing the game, you can decide this section is much easier to express as a drag and drop, or this bit is much easier to express within GML. So it's purely up to you. There isn't a choice that you have to make right up the very front or anything like that. As you go along, you can decide, no, this section I'm going to change over, this one across here. So it allows you, your project, to really grow with how you are learning as well. It's not something that's monolithic that you have to make a complete change at some point.
Right. I do enjoy that feature. I just wanted to make sure that everyone didn't think I was just saying it, but, you know, proof from the technical minds over at Yo-Yo Games, that's true. You could just start, but then maybe, especially since I engage on the forums and well and like to hear what other people have to say with regard to how they're using the product, my question for you would be, are there some good tips that might be helpful for developers? Let's say they do the mix and match approach. Have you found that there's usually some really good pointers, let's say, for when you should really start to use code? Could you give me an example of when code really just seems to be the right choice for something?
Well, usually it's when people start to think that start to require loops. Drag and drop is not very good at expressing how to do a loop.
I see.
So it's usually when people get to this point where they realize, yes, I can make something move left, I can make them move right, I can make enemies move towards things, I can make my whole platformer, but then suddenly I'm needing to create something a little bit more value-added, and I need to create a loop. And the drag and drop doesn't have a good way of expressing how to do that. And there are reasons for that, just to do with making it easier for drag and drop to actually work. So and not so much how it works, but how it is expressed on screen and things like that. So it's usually when you get down to that level where you actually require to go down to its kind of GML. Also, some of the specific operating system features, there isn't a really good way of doing for live tiles and for sharing and some of the charm stuff and things like that. You really do need to get down to some code. So generally, it's not the game features. It's usually the OS features and things like that that you do have to drop down to some GML, and it's a good idea to kind of get to grips with it at that point. So while being creative about your game, that's fine all in drag and drop. There's usually just some low-level features that are specific to operating systems where you really do have to get down at the GML level.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. And so I guess since I've been involved with some nice little controversial topics with some other developers that have used Game Maker, and of course they have this misunderstanding that drag and drop somehow means that you're not going to have as good performing game as if you did purely in code, I thought maybe I could just kind of conclude our discussion by giving the drag and drop community some props. And do you know of any games that were created primarily using the drag and drop method?
I do know of one author who is awesome, and all his games are fantastic. A chap called Eric Ruth, and he, to our surprise, does everything in drag and drop. Okay, and I mean everything. He knows every trick there is to do with drag and drop. It's fantastic, and he has written some really awesome games, some really good tribute games, some good original games, and things like that. Really big props out to Eric. He's a fantastic guy. He came and stayed with us last year for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks or so last year, and it was like America had come to the office. It was great. It was fantastic. So big props out to Eric, and he is the drag and drop king as far as I'm concerned. His stuff's fantastic.
Well, that's good. I definitely wanted to give props to anyone, including Mr. Eric, that's using the drag and drop method. Clearly, they're being successful. They're creating some great games using Game Maker, of course, by your company, Yo-Yo Games. So thank you so much for joining us today for this episode. It kind of dispels some of the myths about code versus drag and drop. I appreciate that. And that's going to wrap it up for today on our episode of Dev Ready. Thank you so much, Russell Kay with Yo-Yo Games.